Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Buckle up. It is a Friday, October the 18th, 2019. We've got week 7 of the NFL season kicked off, ready to go. Also, week 8 of the college football season kicked off with a couple of games there this week thus far. One on Wednesday, 2 last night. And oh yeah, we are getting just a little bit closer to the start of the World Series, going to take place one way or the other beginning on Tuesday, October the 22nd. Who is going to be playing the Washington Nationals? Well, at the end of it all, guys, the winner of the Yankees-Astros series might have been determined last night.
High fly ball down the line. Springer's over with plenty of room, and the Astros take game 4-8-3 to take control of this American League Championship Series, now leading 3-1.
Yup, and I'll give you 3 guesses as to what the biggest problem with the Yankees was, and it wasn't pitching. I'll even help you that. Once again, the Yankees completely inept with runners in scoring position, a team that appears to have been built, Dane, to win 100 games in a 162-game season. They are fantastic in the regular season, but I do think there is something to be taken away, an observation here from both the Washington Nationals and the Astros, who are, let's face it, they're on their way now to the World Series. They're built a little bit differently, these two teams, and everything that they do well, the Yankees don't do well, and it showed up again last night. Opportunities, opportunities, opportunities. The team hit .294 with runners in scoring position, Dane, during the season. They're not even hitting 100 in this postseason here in this series. So that tells you everything you need to know. It ain't pitching. A lot been made about pitching, Dane, but you tell me Aaron Judge and Canarcion and Sanchez and the whole rest of them in there. How many times in that game last night did you count the opportunity for the Yankees to blow it wide open? In the first inning alone, that game could have been over. But I think that's what history will tell us, that the Yankees, a machine during the regular season of long ball hitters, couldn't get it done in the postseason.
Morning, Joe. Morning, degenerates on Make It Rain here. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. Yeah. Yeah. And this is what we said going into the playoffs, Joe. We said this. We said October will be different. We said we'll have more nip and tuck games, more unders. And we said that teams, you know, I was saying it about Minnesota at first, right? We were saying that teams that were built for the long ball and built with this three true outcomes regular season, that ain't going to fly in the playoffs when sphincters get tighter. You're going to need to still rally. You're going to still need to put some hits together. Situational hitting. Remember, yesterday I was telling you about like the hit and run that Altuve did, and I was so impressed by that. The other side of the continuum is what we're seeing with the Yankees. They went 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position yesterday, Joe. They stranded 10 runners on base. There were multiple. The first inning was one. Another inning, they had bases loaded and one out. And then what happened? Gleyber struck out. Encarnacion struck out. Gary Sanchez, despite his two-run homer, strikes out all the time. The Astros just play better fundamental baseball. There was also like three errors by the Yankees, and I understand there were bad hops to LeMahieu. I get it. But the wheels were coming off in like the sixth and seventh inning, Joe. And it was the Astros just play better fundamental baseball. And when things get tight, when the air gets cold, you need that as well. Don't get me wrong. They got the dominant starting pitchers too. But it's fundamental baseball, situational hitting, contact hitting is what we needed at some times. In the first inning, you know, you get contact, you get another run in. You know, we had strikeout when a sack fly or a ground ball could have gotten a job done and really tightened up that game.
One hit, guys, in this entire series, the Yankees, it wasn't like they got dominated. It wasn't as if they were completely inept. They have, on a number of occasions in three games, games 2-3 and last night, they were literally one hit away from this being a totally different series than what it is right now. They couldn't get it against Verlander and company there in game two and extra innings. Not that they didn't have a chance to. They just couldn't get it. They couldn't get the hit to Gerrit Cole to be able to push him out. They had plenty of opportunities again in the first inning. And then, of course, last night, Greinke leaves the door open. A guy who is known for his command walks four guys in the first inning, and all the Yankees could muster up from that was the walk he actually brought in. That was it. And that's one run, guys. That's one run. And by the way, it was his first a couple of firsts in that game last night, too, for Greinke. Number one, it's the first time he's ever walked four batters in the first inning in his career. And it's the first time that he walked the three guys in a game in the same inning there since 2007. Like, he was begging you, get me the hell out of this game. He was obviously not sharp enough. And once again, the Yankees, how do you get the bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth inning? One out, Gleyber Torres, Encarnacion, the two guys up next. They don't even put the ball in play, Dane. They don't even put the ball in play. Game over. As far at that point, to me, it was over. It didn't make a damn bit of difference. It was over at that point.
And it was huge because it was 3-1 at the time. Joe, even if they just get a sack fly, if they just get a sack fly, Joe, and make it 3-2, then you know what happens? That building starts getting, back up and going. It starts getting loud, you know, and you're within range, you know. And then what I find interesting is right after that, in the next half, that's when Correa goes yard. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like to put their foot on the throat of the Yankees. Now, yes, Gary Sanchez, you know, answered back with a two-run shot. But, yeah, it feels like, Joe, you know, we talk about some NFL teams like the Ravens are one-dimensional. you know, and other teams are one-dimensional. It feels like the Yankees are a one-dimensional team, and they're going up against the Houston Astros that, like, can run the ball and have a passing game. You know what I mean? And the Yankees are this one-dimensional team, and we're facing a guy like Bill Belichick who's making us play right-handed, you know, and to use the football analogy. Yep. And they just don't have it right now.
There is really not a whole lot separating, guys, what the Twins were and what the Yankees are. And that's the sad truth right now. Even though the Yankees beat them, they're the same damn team, man. All right, more on that. Of course, Thursday Night Football, Kansas City, Denver. We'll talk about that coming up here. Let's make it rain on this Friday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstone, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, oh, is Pavona? Where's Pavona? Pavona. Oh, good, good. Do me a favor. Check the G-Chat when you get a chance, would you, my friend? Gracias. Thank you. Welcome in here, guys. It is a Friday. It is October. I can't believe it. It's the 18th, really, as we're heading into a halfway point of the NFL season. Week 7 underway. College football, week 8. And, of course, World Series next week. NBA starts next week, too. College hoops just after that. I mean, it's crazy. It is an absolutely crazy time of year.
How are we going to organize the rundown, Joe? You know, like, it's crazy. I mean, I guess the World Series will be over by the time the NBA really starts going, right?
Well, yeah, right. Well, the NBA starts on the same day of the 22nd. So it starts the same day as the World Series. So we'll have to spend some time there on Monday trying to go over some of these future bets that we have in.
Win totals,
and now I understand you. Where are you going? Aren't you going somewhere here on a program though? Where are you going to be?
Oh, I'm out of town this weekend. And Joe, the Yankees may get bounced out of the playoffs. The Jets have the Patriots this week.
Oh.
I'll give you one guess as to where I'm going.
Oh,
I will be. Glorious state of Massachusetts this weekend.
Oh, dude. Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah. I will be going behind enemy lines. I will be behind enemy lines, and I will be repping all sorts of Yankees and Jets gear, my friend.
Attaboy. It's if you're gonna do it right, man. Go into enemy territory and we'll talk about that game coming up too, because
I will potentially watch the Yankees get bounced out of the playoffs in a bar in the state of Massachusetts. I don't know. I don't know what I'm about to expect here, but I will be the same fan, and I will be like that guy that we were celebrating yesterday. We'll see what happens.
Well, if you're going to be there tonight, then yes, you are absolutely going to have an opportunity to watch the Yankees get bounced out, because and check, Dana. It wasn't on about an hour ago, and I've been looking, but there is no line out, it looks, for this game here tonight, and I'm not sure if that's because it was penciled in. It was going to be Paxton and Verlander, so unless something has changed, and I don't know why it would change for the Yankees, but unless something happened where maybe A.J. Hinch and they're going, you know what, let's maybe they figured they got it in the bag. There's no point in bringing Verlander out here. Maybe they go bullpen now and save Verlander for game one and two of the World Series.
Are they bringing Verlander back for short rest? Would it be regular rest because of the rain out?
No, it was regular rest. Yeah, it would have been regular rest. Okay. So maybe they're just opting to go, you know what, let's get the bullpen. Because the bullpen day for both teams in all likelihood was going to be Saturday, and it was going to be game six. So maybe he's just saying, hey, you know what? There's no point. Give him a rest.
Game one is Tuesday, right?
Play him?
So I don't think I don't know, Joe. I don't know that it matters. Like, let's say Verlander goes tonight, right? This is Friday. Then his next start on normal rest would be Wednesday. And that would be game two of the World Series. And Cole would pitch game one, right? So, like, wouldn't he be slated to? Like, I don't know that they're gaining anything for Verlander by sit. You know what I mean? It's almost like having Verlander start in a Saturday would hurt them, because then that would push back what he could do in the World Series if and when they make it there. So I don't know. That sounds counterintuitive to me almost. Unless they think they can get through the ALCS without using Verlander at all, and they think that even in a bullpen day they can get it done against the Yanks tonight.
That's what I'm thinking.
Which would be very bold.
I'm thinking they might think this game is over, this series is over, and not only can they beat Paxton, because the Astro hitters now, guys, are they're starting to feel it here a little bit. So if they can win tonight, then you've got your entire rotation ready to start with, again, Verlander 1, Cole 2, Greinke 3, going up against Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin. It lines up pretty well. Lines up actually really well. But again, I don't know if that's the reason why the line's not out yet. I don't know. Maybe Boone's doing something different here. Maybe it's not Paxton, but it's been established, or at least it was written in, that it was going to be Paxton Verlander here in this game. During the rainout, they announced it. And I find it odd that it hasn't posted yet. Unless something has changed, unless there's a pitching situation here that we don't know about. But what a choice do the Yankees have? I don't think the Yankees have a damn choice, do they? I mean, that's Paxton or it.
No.
Unless he's hurt.
It's got to be Paxton. Like, they can't go back to Severino this quick. Tanaka just went, and there's nobody else I would trust. So it's got to be Paxton.
Who else is there? Right. Right.
It's unless you're going to do a whole bullpen game? Unless they want to go bullpen. But they used Chang Bin yesterday also. You know what I mean? No, this has to be Paxton. I think you're right. If anything, it would be on the Houston side. But honestly, Joe, I see that as like a egotistical, bold move to be like, nah, we'll just save Verlander because we've got this in the bag. I don't think that's the way they're thinking.
Or maybe he's saying, I need an extra day. That could be too.
That could be, but I think it would be very bold for A.J. Hinch to be like, you know what? We got this. Let's just save our horses. So we'll see.
We'll see. I don't know if he's doing it that way, but there might be an injury.
I'll tell
that
you
could
what,
be
though.
Very well something we're not hearing about.
That's true. I'll tell you what, though. I've gone on a couple of books, and I haven't seen it, but literally just on, like, ESPN – it has the Yankees as -135 with a run total of 8.5 with the listed starters Verlander and Paxton. But that's just ESPN, not like an actual book. So maybe they took it from a book hours ago and it's since been taken down. But
I mean, it was posted late last night. So I'm saying. What the hell happened overnight where every book, not just what, like every book took it down? I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe something was said.
Maybe. I mean, would they ever do, and I don't think so, Joe, but would they ever be like, oh, we have to recalibrate because, like, we think the Yankees are done? Like, that was such a nail in the coffin, what we saw yesterday, that, like, but I don't think books would actually move on that kind of emotional thing where it looked dominant. So I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. And the only reason they'd pull it down is if there's, again, it's not the two pitchers that are the starting pitchers, where there might be a change Because usually, hey, even if one book pulls it down, you're going to have a few others that will leave it up if it's just, you know, one of them might be a little bit for none of them to have them up and to have that line, you know, at minus 130, because it looked like that last night, too, where the it was right around that minus 125, minus 130 is what I'm seeing. And yeah, so very strange. So keep an eye on that.
Was there any like, late injury? Was there any late injury last night that like maybe we didn't really
I've been looking.
Pay attention to?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's a good Unless question. Something was said after the game in the post, in the press conference where they had asked him and AJ Hinch said, nah, right. we'll let you know something. You know, we might go bullpen day early or something. But it should be up by, I would think, 8 o'clock this morning, East Coast time. I would think we'll monitor it. But I you're right. It's got to be it's Paxton or bust for the Yankees here. I don't know if they can do anything with the lineup. I doubt that very much. But listen, it's all but over. History tells us 87% of the time postseason teams in a 7-game series up 3-1. Yeah, they're moving on, guys. So get ready for Astros Nationals. I'm not being a pessimist here, guys. It's just a reality here that nothing we've seen from the Yankees and everything that we've seen from the Astros points to the Astros advancing. And then get ready. I think it's going to be one hell of a World Series. Can I tell you the truth? I think it's the way it sets up, having the Astros and the Nationals with the big three guns there. I think that's going to be one hell of a World Series. What a pitching battle. You want to talk about two teams who are very similar and play the game the same way? This is going to be a lot of fun to watch, Dane. As much as I love the Yankees, you know, a big part of me is like, I really want to see this Astros Nationals team do battle in 7 games.
Yeah, Joe, it's interesting. Remember the All-Star game a few months back? And we were like, we're going to see if great pitching beats great hitting. Well, we're going to see the same thing potentially in the World Series. But, Joe, I'm going to hold out hope. It, like my man Yogi Berra said, it ain't over until it's over.
I know.
It's a big mountain.
I saw this fat lady singing on the corner this morning, so that's the only problem I had, man. All right, we'll talk about some NFL coming up as well. Big news on Patrick Mahomes next.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Do I don't know. Get in the damn game with a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Come on. All of these winners, we're making it rain for you every damn day here on the show. And if you are listening right now, you can take that knowledge we're handing out here and you can go ahead and get a deposit bonus of up to $500. DraftKings Sportsbook account. Here's how it works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Make a deposit and then place your first bet. DraftKings, they'll match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, the offer is eligible to all users, plus new users. You guys get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details. And welcome in here on this Friday edition of Make It Rain on the Grid. SportsGrid.com is where we are. And want to invite you guys, by the way, to follow us on YouTube and Instagram at SportsGridTV. Never miss an episode. Never miss great information about the upcoming games, whether it be fantasy or sports betting advice. All can be found at YouTube and, of course, on Instagram at SportsGridTV. So, Dane, last night we had a Thursday night football game. And you and I yesterday, we dove into this game. A lot, and a lot of people, a little head scratching going on because of the fact that the public was so fixated on the Kansas City Chiefs, but that crazy ass line movement from 5.5 to 3, and such a low percentage of tickets being written, but such a high percentage of money backing the Denver Broncos to have that line move, and by the way, stay there. When, you know, 90% of the tickets and everything else was coming in on Kansas City, it was a huge signal of professional smart money backing Denver in this play last night. So a lot of people didn't know what to make of it. What should it be? We knew Thursday night we've got divisional game. We've got a banged up offensive line for Kansas City. They're down Sammy Watkins. He's, you know, Mahomes has got an ankle problem. I mean, you go down the list and yeah, it was the boxes checked and it made sense why the sharps and why they were backing Denver. You know, you and I, we were more on the totals than we were the sides. Cause it just, you know, to me, there were too many variables there. Who the hell knows what you're going to get. I understood it, but we thought the value was in the total. And, you know, we liked the under in that game. And that, of course, opened up at 53, but that climbed down. It closed around 49, 49 and a half. And then, you know, one of the comments we made yesterday was to alert people of who the backup quarterback to Kansas City was.
Sure did.
And I got blamed for that last night, too, pretty heavily. Apparently, I'm a voodoo doctor now, but we had talked about get ready, because if he goes down, get ready for Matt Moore. It might very well happen. And I was like, oh, no, stop. Oh, well, you know, here's what it sounded like, guys.
Fourth down and one. Now Mahomes, and that makes him 9 for 10 in that category. One of the most dynamic athletes in all of sports is injured on this 4th and 1 carry, and it was the right knee.
Yeah, and you could hear it. It was at first, Dane, on TV, it looked like everyone thought it was that ankle. And then
ankle, right. You know,
the reaction was like, wait a minute. Like, 4th and 1, Andy, like you got a quarter of your franchise has got an ankle wrapped up here to it. Ridiculous. He can barely move on
sneak,
it.
Sure.
And let me call a quarterback sneak. And it was like, you've got to be kidding me. And then, of course, it wasn't the ankle. It was, you know, his knee popped out of all damn things. So, no, it's a patella dislocation is the technical word, the doctor words for it. But yeah, he blew his knee. I mean, his knee basically was out of its socket there and all the way to the left. And guys were, it was a little freaky because once he ripped his helmet off and guys were like,
yep,
patting him on the shoulder. And even though he got up on his feet, you kind of had a feeling something else is going on. And then sure enough, Matt Moore comes into the game and all of a sudden at that point, I know that anybody holding a Kansas City ticket last night was like, you got to be kidding me, right? Like, you know how many people for the first time, and shame on you guys for not listening to us, but do you know how many people had zero idea Matt Moore was even a backup quarterback in Kansas City? Like, they had no idea, like, who he was or who the backup was, but the reality came true last night. And listen, this might be a blessing in disguise, Dane, because depending on what the MRI says,
right?
And apparently every doctor in the world is commenting now, saying the MRI will tell you it's all about the tendon damage. If there is significant tendon damage because of the dislocated knee, surgery may be required, and then he's looking at a, you know, a lengthy time away. But if it's nothing, if surgery's not required, he'll miss a couple of games and he'll be back. At which particular case, Matt Moore is not a rookie, you know, and he showed you last night coming in cold. It took him a little while, but get the ball to your playmakers. And wouldn't you know it, he did just that with Tyreek Hill. So I would not necessarily stick a fork in the season, Dane, of the Kansas City Chiefs yet. I do think that there might still be hope, but I think it's all going to come down to that MRI and exactly whether or not he's going to need to go under the knife.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. You know, I mean, people who play or watch sports, you've seen like a shoulder. You can dislocate a shoulder, and then people, you can literally pop it back in. Right. And sometimes that's it. And it's OK. This is kind of what's happening with this kneecap, apparently. And while it sounds horrible, right, he may have avoided the serious injury. Now, if he's got some ligament damage, he done. You know what I mean? But if not, then maybe it's just a few weeks. And to be quite honest, Joe, you're right. That would be a blessing in disguise, because that would give him the time to heal up the damn ankle as well. All right. We have been saying for weeks, Joe, I said literally yesterday morning that I was worried about Patty Mahomes finishing the game. I was going back and forth with our homegirl, Ariel Epstein, you know, because literally that was my poll for Fantasy Freestyle yesterday. Like, what's going to happen with Mahomes? And, you know, her and I were going back and forth, and I literally said, I don't think he's going to make it through the game. And then she hit me up while it happened. I was like, you know, I sometimes I hate being right. We said it yesterday morning, Joe. But I think you're right. It provides an opportunity if there's no ligament damage and this winds up being like a 2-3 week thing, then he's got an opportunity to heal up with that ankle as well. Green Bay, Minnesota, at Tennessee, at the Chargers in Mexico, Joe. Those are the next four games before the Kansas City bye. And listen, maybe Matt Moore can hold the fort. You know, that's what backups are supposed to do. And we've seen it across the NFL this year with young guys and with older. But Joe, we got a poll question up, and that was the poll. What can we expect from Matt Moore and the Chiefs if Mahomes, or depending on how much time Mahomes misses, Chiefs will still win? Moore will hold the fort, or there goes the season. What do you think the people are saying, Joe?
I hope they're not sticking a fork in the season. I hope that's getting the least amount of votes here, Dane.
Oh, no, it is not. Of course not, Joe. Come on. This is the recency bias public,
yes.
Joe. Come on.
Yeah.
43%, Joe, say there goes the season.
Well, if that's the case, Dane, and by the way, it's not.
Okay, no, I don't think it is either.
Yeah, it's not. And by the way, we do have some, you know, make it rain breaking news here. Ian Rappaport, well, I'll let you hear for yourself here what he just said there on Good Morning Football. This is what he is reporting about Patrick Mahomes.
My understanding is Patrick Mahomes does, in fact, have a dislocated kneecap, as James Palmer, who was on the scene last night, told us pretty quickly thereafter. That is the facts of what we know right now. He's also going to get an MRI later today to determine ligament damage. And look, you guys saw it, as everyone did. It looked like a dire situation on the field, as bad as it could be. Pretty quickly thereafter, though, optimism came. I talked to several people involved in this situation. The view right now is that Patrick Mahomes is expected to miss about 3 weeks pending the results of the MRI. If the MRI come in and show that there's severe ligament damage, obviously it could be more. It could be much more. No one knows for sure. But this was a telling response from a source in the know last night. This was it, guys. About as good as it could be. That right there tells you a lot about where the Chiefs and those associated with Patrick Mahomes are right now heading into the MRI today.
3 weeks, Dan. And I got to tell you, for them to be leaking that
Right.
Yeah, that right. they're got to be optimistic. Yeah,
they're not going to have 6 hours later be like, oops, our bad. He's going under the knife. His season's over.
Exactly.
Right. They're not putting that out there. They are allaying concerns right now. And Joe, my biggest dynasty league with my home squad that I have a good entry fee for mm-hmm. I've won the championship back to back years. Yeah. Patty Mahomes. So
of course.
My heart was in my throat all night. Yeah. Not only.
And you're not alone. Yes, you know, you're not alone. There's a lot of Patrick Mahomes, you know, people sitting there right now looking at their lineups going, you got to be kidding me here. But listen, the best news possible is that, again, depending on what the MRI says, but for them to be leaking out and pushing out the narrative of, you know, 3 weeks here, they're also saying that it looks like he'll be able to play through some discomfort. It's not going to, the ankle could be a bigger problem than it sounds like what this knee could be.
Give him 3 weeks off the damn ankle.
Right. And that's what I'm thinking. I think it could be a blessing in disguise. And guys, you've got yourself a backup quarterback here that
it's Chase Daniel
is more than capable of being able to run an Andy Reid offense, which he showed you. Now you're going to give him 10 days to get ready for Green Bay. You're going to get a little healthier on the offensive line, some of the weapons back. Kansas City, if he's only gone 3 weeks, three games, is going to be just fine.
They got the win against Denver. We were talking about this division. They won last night.
But if you are a pessimist and if you want to fade Kansas City, there is one bet you can make. We'll tell you what that is coming up here as we look to make it rain on a Friday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the news feed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there is is some good news for one NFL quarterback and for his team, but it does look like Mitchell Trubisky is going to start this weekend. So the Chicago Bears will have their quarterback, putting Chase Daniel back on the bench as the Bears got pounded by the Raiders there in London last time they played. They're now 3-2 on the season. But it looks like that extra rest will give the Bears the opportunity to play Trubisky for this Sunday's game against the New Orleans Saints. Breeze is still maybe a week or two away from being able to come back. But there will be no Alvin Kamara in that game either. Looks like they're taking him down. So it's a different look. But if you got Trubisky back, I don't know. It's obviously going to be, you know, he's shown as frustrating of a quarterback he is to watch. He's still the quarterback for that team. And Chase Daniel did as good a job as he could trying to maintain it while he was out. But it's good to have your starting quarterback in the game. And looks like the Chargers are getting some help back. Russell Okun, the offensive lineman there, he's back, he had a pulmonary embolism, if you guys remember that. He was a dude that was like, whoa. That is a really good thing. They can activate him off of the reserve non-football injury list. He has been cleared by doctors for game activity and game action. So that's an immediate upgrade at the tackle position for the Chargers, guys. That is great news. If you are a Bolts fan, and I am pretty sure right now, our boy, Philip Rivers, if he's not making a child again right now, he is probably jumping up in joy going, yay, we might be able to actually run the ball, especially for those of you that might have Austin Eckler or Melvin Gordon. Yeah, it would be nice to be able to run the ball again. But those of you that are fading Kansas City here because you think, let's just say hypothetically, worst case scenario, Dana comes back, the MRI, they have, there's tendon damage. He's gone. He's gone for the year. So you've got one of two choices here. You think either Matt Moore is going to be fine and they'll be good to go, or you're fading them. And if you are going to fade them, then it's very simple. What you do right now today, and Dane will look at the future odds here for the division, for the AFC West.
Yeah.
If you are convinced that Kansas City is gone, then what you do immediately today is you go put $100 on the Raiders, on the Denver Broncos, and on the Chargers there. Any which way you cut it, if you think Kansas City ain't winning, you are making money by betting all three of the other teams right now to win the AFC West.
Yeah. Remember, Joe, our guy Mattress Matt? And then we were like, hey, cover also the NL, cover the big three or the field. Remember, we were trying to cover it. And so, yes, as long as, just mathematically, right, as long as all three of those are over 3-1, you mathematically win. Unless, of course, if you are, in fact, fading. And right now, over at FanDuel, Joe, of course, that is the case. Oakland is the second choice in that division right now, which I think is interesting, at plus 500, 5-1. The Chargers are at 6-1, at 600. And the Denver Broncos, which I know you kind of like anyway, they're at 16-1. So not only do you make that bet, but then you hope like hell that it's Joe Flacco's squad that makes it happen. But I don't know, Joe. I don't think I would do that. If you're fading the Chiefs.
No, if you're convinced it's over,
Chiefs,
absolutely.
I don't know that I am, especially not yet, because like we said before, they're leaking these news. It seems optimistic. I honestly, here's what I think will happen, Joe. They're saying 3 weeks, right? They have 4 weeks until their bye, okay? So why not, just have them sit out the four, the fifth
How
week
How many conference
the bye.
Games do they have in between that?
What's that?
They're playing Green Bay. That's out of conference. Like, how many conference games do they have in that before the bye?
Two of them. Two.
So two, half of them. Okay. So
half of them.
Four.
And one of them, I'll tell you what they are again. The next two are not. They are home non-conference games against Green Bay and Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Then it's at Tennessee. Mm. And then it's technically an away game against the Chargers, but that's that makeup game in Mexico. Joe.
That's the Mexico game. Okay.
So, and then there's the bye. So I really believe well, obviously, if his ligaments are damaged and he's going under the knife, it's a different story, right?
But if
this stuff that we're kind of hearing, if we're reading the tea leaves, that he avoided catastrophe, right? And mm-hmm. it's a 3-week thing. Well, then I believe the prudent decision is to make it a 4-week thing. Then you got the bye, and then he comes back after that. And Joe, we were talking about if Denver won, if Oakland won, if the Chargers won this week, that it was all real, real tight. But the Chiefs beat Denver last night with Matt Moore and a defensive touchdown, you know, so they are right now, those Chiefs, they're at 5-2, you know, and what happens when Green Bay wins? They are 5-point favorites at home. You know, they may have a cushion of, you know, say 2 games where if, just like all these other backup quarterbacks, if Matt Moore can hold the fort, they'll be just fine.
And you've got Oakland at what, 3 wins? 3-2? You've got Oakland Kansas City wins, at 2-4? So
correct.
Kansas City, if the Chargers go ahead and win, and if Oakland wins this week, then they are three. So they'll both be what, one game behind?
They'll have 2 games on them, yes.
Okay, so Oakland will have 4 wins. They'll be what, 4-2?
They had a bye also already. Remember, Oakland already had their bye.
Oh, so that's right. Okay, yeah. So they essentially, if Oakland wins, then it's really Oakland and Kansas City, and then the Chargers are a game behind then, if they win.
Right, but this is also assuming Oakland's winning in a game where they're on the road and 5-point dogs.
Absolutely, and it's also going to be a very, because think about that from Green Bay. You're about to play 2 of the AFC West leader, right? You're playing Oakland this week, and then you've got to take on Kansas City less Patrick Mahomes.
And Green Bay lucks out here, right? Because they know, like,
tell
me
about it.
You know, so I mean, Green Bay lucks out here.
Yeah,
right.
That is crazy. But again, the bad news is if you wait for the MRI and of course it comes back negative,
you won't get that odds, right?
Then you're not getting the odds. But I mean, if you are a pessimist and you're going, you know what, I don't trust it. I don't trust Matt Moore. I don't trust the organization. I think Mahomes is going to be gone longer. Now's your time, guys. Go and bet it right now. Take the, because they're only going to get worse. The longer it goes, the more information we get. It's going to be
the same thing a month ago, Joe. A month ago, when Big Ben went down, I shoved on the Ravens to win the division.
Right.
And same exact theory, because you know you and I, neither one of us have been believers in the Cleveland Browns, right?
Right.
So when Big Ben went down, I was like, "Up!" And I took some money and I laid it on Baltimore. I did the same thing, in a fool's way, when Drew Brees went down. Right. I did the same thing, and I thought the Atlanta Falcons would be the beneficiary. I was wrong.
Right. And I will say this. I'm looking at a bunch of the look-ahead lines here. A Patrick Mahomes-less Kansas City Chiefs next week against the Green Bay Packers, guys. If he were to play, if he had been playing, all right, all things being equal, he would be roughly a 4.5-point favorite playing the Green Bay Packers. Now that he is not going to be playing, they are now a 4.5-point dog. Do you guys want to do the math as to how much Patrick Mahomes is worth in the betting markets here on this line? That's like 9 points, guys. That's a 9-point swing.
It's the MVP of the league.
It's ridiculous how much the markets are pretending that he is worth, because there ain't no single player worth 9 points on anything. I don't give a rip who it is. There is no team worth 9 points. Zero. And if you're going to give them to me, I'll take the 9 points all day long. But if you're going to tell me they would have been a 4.5-point favorite against Green Bay, and now that he's not there, they're going to be a 4.5-point dog? Like, No. Who? LeBron?
He said LeBron, and I said Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, please, LeBron. Stop it. They got the unibrow there. They don't need LeBron anymore.
There you go. And here's the
Matt
thing, Joe.
Matt Moore is more than capable, guys. I am telling you, 10 days to practice. Andy Reid is a hell of a coach. Matt Moore is more than capable of being able to get the ball into the weapons' hands. And it took him a little while. I know there were a lot of naysayers because, again, most people didn't even realize Matt Moore was on his team. but he didn't look exactly capable there in the first couple of sets. But guys, you got, you know, he's not a rookie. It took him a little while.
They go in at halftime and they figure out what likes to pull.
Exactly.
You know, sort of stuff. And now we got a week and a half.
Yes. Now, you
know, absolutely. And here's the other thing, Joe. Gardner Minshew, Teddy Bridgewater, Kyle Allen, you know, Danny Dimes. I can go on and on and on. Chase Daniel. You know, I mean, Jacoby Brissett. You know, we could keep doing this, right? So if it's just holding the fort. But the other point, I'm real quick, Joe, like, this is also bad for the NFL. Like, this kid was becoming the face of the NFL. Everyone loved, like, he played the game the right way, wasn't one of these quote-unquote divas, even after winning the, you know, MVP. Remember I forget the player was saying, like, comparing him to Baker Mayfield, remember? And they were like, Baker hasn't done anything. One player even said, like, if Pat Mahomes acted like that, it'd be one thing. But he respects the game so much, wouldn't do it. Oh, it was Sherman, right, that was talking about Baker in this way. And I bring this back for Patty Mahomes, like, doing it the right way. No one has a bad word to say about this kid. He is the MVP of the league and becoming the face of the NFL. And so it's just, it's bad for the game to have one of your biggest stars out. Like, we've had Saquon Barkley out 4 weeks. Now Patty Mahomes out 4 weeks. You know, the game is not as good with these players out. Like, we don't want to see Mike Trout miss the year or stuff like that. LeBron be out for the year. It's just bad for the NFL.
Yeah, well, it depends on how long he's out. If he's out 3 weeks, it actually adds to the NFL because it gives you a reason to either fade them or B, root for them even harder and root for the little guy, the underdog, to be able to come back. It's not Alex Smith. He's not, you know, he's not missing, you know, possibly his career over. If he can only miss 3 weeks, it adds even more intrigue to what's going on with Kansas City in that division. So, you know, it actually might, in a crazy way, be able to help Kansas City in this situation. Everybody else gets healthier. You know, if that defense continues to play the way they played last night, where the hell's that defense been all year? Or is that just a byproduct of how inept the Denver Broncos are and Joe Flacco and the look of Elway's face last night? And I got to tell you, that Troy Aikman on the broadcast, I nearly fell over. I had to actually rewind it a few times because I was pissing myself listening to him say it. He comes out on the broadcast and goes, like, after in the fourth quarter, after Flacco gets sacked again for like the ninth time and fumbles, he's like, this is honestly the worst offense I've ever seen in an NFL game. He goes, I don't even know why people are still in the stands. And they're panning to Elway. He's trying to be like, you know, Elway's one of the best quarterbacks that ever played the game. He's like, and yet they put the list of all the quarterbacks that Denver's had over the last couple of years. He's like, let me tell you, thank God for Peyton Manning. Otherwise, forget it. This organization would be mired in mediocrity. And my word, how can you go from showing what you showed the last 2 weeks to doing that last night against the backup quarterback? Everything lined up for the Denver Broncos last night, and you get sacked 9 times?
Yeah. Ugh. You would think they, you know, and they look fine at the beginning, running the ball with Freeman.
10 plays! 10 plays, you went 75 yards! And then you fake punt?
Right.
That's coaching. That's coaching. Yeah. Make
coaching
adjustments.
Also says, hey, let's go for a quarterback sneak with my compromised MVP.
Wait till you hear what he said about it.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, welcome in here, guys. If you're just joining us, welcome to the grid here, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez here as we look to make it rain. And Andy Reid, he had to be questioned last night after the game because his decision to go for it on fourth and one inside the five was not really a difficult one to make. The question is, why call Patrick Mahomes' number when the guy's ankle is so taped up he can barely walk? And this is what he had to say to it.
No, look, I mean, not too many people get hurt on a sneak, and so it's a freak thing. And, you know, it happens. So, you know, I was proud of our guys stepping up, and, you know, they didn't let down, which can you've seen that over the years. You've seen teams that let themselves down after one of your best players or the best player gets hurt, in particular the quarterback. And I was proud that our guys just stepped up and kept battling and really everybody up their game, I thought.
You mean when they watched the head coach put the best player on the team in jeopardy by calling his damn number and risking it? Nobody gets hurt on a sneak. You got 400-pound dudes falling all over the place. Like, what? The reason he got hurt was because you called the sneak. That was the whole reason. That's not fluke. What the hell are you doing, man? Yeah. Oh, Andy.
It's like he pivoted real quick to, I'm proud of my guys. You know, he did not answer the question, you know. And also, Joe, the last 2 weeks, what we've seen is linemen rolling up on his ankle.
Exactly.
That's when he's been getting hurt. So, sure, let me put him in the pile purposefully. Like, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Made no
sense.
Yeah,
maybe people don't get hurt on sneaks a lot, but you had a guy with a bad ankle and he was going to be in the pile. Are you kidding me?
Yep. Yeah, it's head scratcher, guys, head scratcher. And if it's only 3 weeks, you're going to dodge a bullet there, Andy. But if it's anything more than that, you can keep saying freak thing all you want. That's that is going to be a questionable decision no matter what. Especially when you've got a whole lot of other options. You're the most creative offensive play caller in the world. You couldn't come up with anything better than him sneaking? Not for the game in the second quarter.
Ugh. He's on a bum ankle.
All right, we got plays coming up next hour to break down coming up tonight and this weekend. Second hour, Make It Rain coming up on the grid.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.